Hi, welcome to another Berry's Audio Boo. I'm Andrew Thompson.
And I'm Marcus Blake.
Marcus, we're here to chat about HS2. We spoke about this in our weekly update yesterday, and now it's all started happening with the announcements today. So, announcement, they're going to go ahead. So, what's the next stage on the legal front?
Well, obviously we've had the green light today from Justin Greening saying that we're going to be having the scheme go along the proposed route. They've come along with new compensation provisions and extra tunnels, but you're quite right, what's the next stage legally? Well, HS2 can now start their environmental and design work in preparation for the hybrid bill. 2013, that's about the earliest we'll actually see any details for the bill being published. It will then be taken forward with cross-party support, with the MPs likely to vote on this just before the next election. We maybe see the opponents come along asking for a judicial review, which is likely to be on the way the consultation was handled and the compensation measures being put forward.
Okay, so the government's made a declaration of intent, but it's not absolutely done and dusted as yet, but it's certainly heading that way. Yeah. Okay, so on that basis, what's the latest? Obviously people are going to be worried about houses on the route. What's the compensation situation now?
Well, the Secretary of State has made an announcement which includes a number of new packages of compensation to try and help those along the route. There's three main things: a sale and rent back scheme that allows affected owners to remain in their property until it's needed for construction, a streamlined property purchasing scheme to simplify the statutory blight process for property owners, and thirdly, and the introduction of a streamlined small claim scheme for construction damage, which will allow claimants to be compensated under the existing legislation. Bit of a complicated one. We need to read the rule book as it comes out now.
Absolutely. Have you ever seen a statutory compensation made simple? Never happened,
no.
Has it?
Well, the important thing is the exceptional hardship scheme is still in there. And in fact, as of the 3rd of January, they'd got 306 applications received, which 59 had been accepted, and they've now purchased 41 properties, totalling over £23 million.
So they are backing up their words. So one of the other things they were talking about today was, after a lot of debating, some extra tunnels coming in. So where are those going to happen?
Right. In Northamptonshire, they're talking about extra tunnels at Greatworth, Chipping Ward and Aston the Wall. Down in Buckinghamshire at Amersham, which was the one that caused the delay last month,
yeah,
to Weston and Wendover. And up in Warwickshire, there should be an extra tunnel or additional tunnelling along Itchington Wood. But what I would say to people is HS2 haven't made a big thing, but they've issued some new plans today. And I would say to people, go onto the Department of Transport website and look at those plans.
Okay. So they made an announcement. So what's actually going to happen next and what do people need to be thinking about?
Well, quite interestingly, HS2 now said that they're going to start a comprehensive land referencing process to identify all the property owners with an interest in property along the route. Later this year, we should see further consultation on the blight process, and in 2013, there should be a consultation on the environmental statement. The other thing that people will see happen further up the scheme, because if you remember, HS2 goes London to Birmingham and then up to Leeds and Manchester, well, they're also concentrating on Phase 2, and later this year we should see HS2's recommendations for Phase 2 as it goes up to Leeds and Manchester.
Okie dokie, that's pretty good. Now, all that said and done, what are you suggesting people should be doing if they think they're going to be affected?
Well, for those who are likely to be blighted, I'd say, as I said a few minutes ago, check the new plans that they're out today. And if they do think that they're going to be blighted or they do receive correspondence from HS2, I'd say that they should contact us as soon as they can.
That berries in tow, so let's get the advert in. That's great, Marcus. That's a super summary of what's happened today, because I know it's happened. Everything's changed during the day and you've been running around like a madman trying to get this all up to date.
So it's been an interesting day. Thank you, Andrew.
Well done.